how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to you.
This morning we have powerful testimonies. There are wonderful people who want to testify of how our Father has been a blessing to them. And I want you to help me welcome Gloria Glover to share her testimony with us. Please put your hands together. Our Father's messages, our Father's podcast has been a blessing to her, and she wants to testify.
Hallelujah. Happy birthday, Daddy. We love you so much, and it's a blessing to have you in our lives. My name is Gloria Glover from Best Love Church, Kumasi Technical University. Okay, my testimony is about how Daddy's messages has helped me have a better relationship with my mom. Before, I was very disrespectful and rude. I would retort at every word my mom would say. But my pastor encouraged me to listen to Daddy's messages every day, to lectures from mom home to Accra. I would listen to message after message. But it didn't really work till in my second year in Kumasi Poly, Daddy came to tech for a service, so I went with my chief elder. And then someone shared a testimony about how she had also listened to Daddy's messages, and she had changed. So I was actually very happy about that. I felt, okay, I could do something about it. And when Daddy was preaching on wisdom of angels, he also spoke that it is wrong to talk back at your parents. When your parents say something, you do just that. So I made an effort to do that. But one thing that touched me in the Wisdom series was Daddy said, "Thou art snared to the words of thy mouth." And I realized that every single thing I said to my mother which was wrong was becoming a curse over me. So I listened to Daddy's messages. I made sure I listened to the podcast, the Wisdom series. I listened to it over and over again. And I can tell you to the glory of God that my life has been changed. And before, if I call my mom, maybe she'll just say, "What?" But now she would say, "Hi, dear. Hello, baby. How are you doing?" And I'm very happy, and it's by the grace of God. And it's true, Daddy, that this blessing has come over me. I wouldn't have known what it was to be obedient and to be a darling girl. So I want to say thank you very much, Daddy, for your messages. It's very powerful. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Why don't you put your hands together for a powerful testimony? We have another testimony. Help me welcome Elizabeth Aku to share her testimony with us. Please encourage her.
My name is Elizabeth Aku from First Love UEW. Happy birthday, Daddy. I want to thank God for your powerful messages that have been a blessing in my life. Last year, February, I was listening to podcasts and Daddy preaching on He That Hath. And he said that God is the most outstanding characteristics of God is creating. And whoever is creative is like God. And while I was listening, I had a desire to be creative. So apart from the work of God, I was thinking about what other thing could make me be creative. And the Holy Spirit gave me an idea to sew. And by the grace of God, I got a sewing machine. Within 6 weeks, I was able to sew, make dresses and skirts. And I took pictures of it. And to the glory of God, my first order was from the USA. first name. I've been receiving orders from everywhere, from Kenya, from everywhere. And I really want to thank God for Daddy's life and for his powerful messages. I believe that I am moving on to become a he that has. God bless you, Daddy. And thank God. Amen.
Amen. Why don't you put your hands together for the powerful testimony? People are being blessed by the podcast. We have our final testimony. Help me welcome Hilda JC to share her testimony with us. Please encourage her as she comes. Hilda Boachiadom, sorry. Mrs. Hilda Boachiadom.
Happy birthday, Daddy. My name is Hilda Boachiadom from the First Love Town Church and a member of the Greater Love Choir. My testimony is about deliverance from danger through listening to the podcast and the leading of the Holy Spirit. On Wednesday, I got back home from work and went to the kitchen to start preparing dinner. Whilst cooking, I decided to play one of Daddy's messages on the podcast, Oil for Life, preached at a revival service. And Daddy was talking about being led by the Spirit. And I was standing right under the light bulb in the kitchen. And suddenly I felt I had to move away quickly. So as soon as I moved, the light bulb, which has been firmly hooked, fell and then broke into pieces. And I believe I was saved from harm because the light bulb could have fallen on my head, which could have caused a severe injury. Listening to the message at that time, as Daddy was talking about being guided by the Spirit, made me sensitive. And then I believe that it was the leading of the Holy Spirit that made me move at that particular time. So I want to thank Daddy for his messages. I want to thank God for saving my life. I want to thank Daddy for his messages and prayers, because listening to the podcast at that particular moment and receiving the prayers saved my life. Thank you.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, how many of you have been blessed by the testimonies? I believe our lives have been changed, and I believe that we've all received wisdom that we have to listen to the podcast. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome LP Zoe.
Hallelujah. Our daddy is back. And we are so, so, so excited. Last week, our daddy celebrated his birthday. And though he was here with us, and you see, I'm so excited because we got the privilege to spend time with him on his birthday. Whilst on crusades all the way in Mozambique. Daddy, we love you so much. And we know that there is not any one large group that loves you as much as we do. And we want to go all the way. We want to go the full length. We want to celebrate every single year of our daddy's lives. Amen. Yeah. It's our daddy. Put your hands together. Our father, our prophet, our evangelist, our mother. He's everything to us. Amen. Daddy, our love for you is unending. Just like the cakes coming in seems unending. And so right now, we want to invite to come and cut the cakes with us.
Thank you. somebody.
To call the center directors to come on stage and cut the cakes with our daddy. We have 54 cakes for our daddy. Daddy, we have Budumburam Center, Kaswa Center, JE. Daddy, you can either cut one at a time or you can run the knives through. Anyhow, it's okay for us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
54 cakes. I thought I was coming to rest, but no, no, there's more work. May you taste nice things. Every cake I cut represents one of the nice things you are going to experience. You have nice food to eat. You receive nice kisses in your life. And you will have nice gifts in your life. In Jesus' name. So, who is cutting with me? One at a time. Budum anybody?
Budumburam Center. Wow. We have Kaswa Center.
Put your hand.
We have JE Center. We have La Paz Center. We have Pentecost Center. Lagos City South. Pent City. UPSA Center, New York City Center, Town Church Center, Valley View Center, we have Ashesi Center, we have Zenith Center, we have Miocho Center, we have Tema Center. We have Mataheko Center. We have Mampong Center. We have Wisconsin Center. We have Kolebu Center. We have Accra City Center. We have TF Center. We have Lagos City Center North. And then we have Achimota Center. Please, we want to call on the campuses outside Accra to please come up now to cut their cakes. Outside Accra campuses, you know yourselves. Reverend Joy, we have UDS Tamale, UDS Navrongo, UDS Wa. UDS Nyangpala. We have UHAS. We have Hopoli. We have Kumasi Poli. We have Catholic University. We have Sunyani Polytechnic. We have Cape Coast NMTC, Bolgatanga Campus, UENR Campus, international first love. We are calling on, we have, they are coming. Please, for international first love, please come up and catch your cakes. UK, first love UK. First love Ukraine. First love USA. First love Botswana. Hoseho. First love Botswana. We have first love Sierra Leone. First love Sierra Leone. We have first love Liberia. First love Nigeria. First love Zambia. First love Cameroon. A missionary from First Love Cameroon. First love Seychelles. All right. And now we have UCC, University of Cape Coast. We have TTU. And finally, we have KNUST campus. And we would like to call on Bishop Kapus to help us cut for the First Love denomination as a whole. Amen! The choir. We'll call on LP Ida to help cut the cake for the choir, and LP Vivaldi. And now you can put your hands together for our daddy. UEW. And then Akimoda, if you are here. And then Akimoda.
Lift your hands. Father, we pray for nice things to be given to everyone here. Those who have never been celebrated before. They never had a party when they were... Thank you. They never had a party when they were 5 years old. Never had a party when they were 10 years, 18 years, 21 years. From now, Lord, let them taste nice things. Let them be celebrated, Lord, and receive good things. For if we've been evil, know how to give good things to our children. How much more, Lord, will you give good things to your children? We receive it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please help me welcome LP Vivaldi!
Hallelujah! The story of Lazarus and the rich man in Portuguese. Tu precisas de Jesus. Tu precisas de vida. Com salvação, toma decisão. Se morrer já, para onde irás? Para a glória, oh inferno, Jesus te chama, Deus te chama. Não lhe nega, seja rápido, sua palavra diz, se aceitar Jesus, será salvo. Tinha todas riquezas do mundo, prazeres do mundo, vestia roupas caras. E havia pobre, vivia na terra, seu nome era Lázaro, e tinha feridas. Os cachorros lambiam suas feridas todos os dias. Este Lázaro, no portão do Américo, queria comer dos restos do Américo. Hey, Lázaro sofria e o Américo gozava. Jesus, levaram-lhe para o seio de Abraão. E o Américo morreu, mas foi para o inferno. Por isso digo, tu precisas de Jesus. Tu precisas de vida. Com salvação, toma decisão. Se morrer já, para onde irás? Para a glória, oh inferno, Jesus te chama, Deus te chama. Não lhe nega, seja rápido, sua palavra diz, se aceitar Jesus, será salvo. Listen. No inferno, levantou os olhos e viu Lázaro perto de Abraão. E gritou para Abraão, manda Lázaro para mim no inferno. E manda o Lázaro por dentro na água e refresca minha língua. Porque estou a sofrer, meu irmão, receba Jesus e não vá ao inferno. Abraão disse, não é possível sair da glória para o inferno, o inferno para a glória, porque tem grande abismo entre nós. Por isso, aceita Jesus, receba Jesus, foste dos pecados, porque Ele é caminho, a verdade e a vida. Aceita Jesus, meu irmão, e será salvo. Try and sing with me. Aceita Jesus. Aceita Jesus. Meu irmão, que será salvo. Receba Jesus. Minha irmã, e será salva. Aceita Jesus, meu irmão, e será salvo.
Many of you are enjoying our international church. Ladies and gentlemen, we have more. Please help me welcome Ida!
When you were saved and the joy you felt inside, do you remember you were born again? You went around telling everyone. Do you remember singing in the choir in his presence all day long? Do you remember happy in church? You went to church almost every day. Do you remember the time God spoke to you? Do you remember the time He touched your heart? Do you remember the time Jesus saved your life? Do you remember the time? Do you remember when God called you? You said, I'll go to the ends of the world. Do you remember what you said to him? You said, I'll take up my cross and follow you. Do you remember the dreams you had and the visions you shared with us? Do you remember hands laid on you? You were ordained and you were anointed. Do you remember the time God spoke to you? Do you remember the time He touched your heart? Remember the time Jesus saved your life? Do you remember the time? Those sweet memories of the cross will never leave your heart, for the call of God is without repentance. Remember the time God spoke to you? Do you remember the time He touched your heart? Yeah, remember the time Jesus saved your life? Do you remember the time? Oh, 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 remember the time God spoke to you? Do you remember the time He touched your heart? Oh, remember the time Jesus saved your life? Remember the time? Oh, remember the time?
Do you remember? Glad you could make it here tonight for this meeting. But can you excuse for 1 second? 'Cause I just need to do something before I talk to you. I know it sounds kind of funny because of the way we've been, but I want to pray first. Let us pray. Or, you know what? Let me pray. Oh God, help me, please help me. I want to serve you, I really do. I want to follow you. Please help me. Please give me the Holy Spirit. I know that only you can make me strong. Today I have to do what is right, because I don't want to fall into this mess again. The hour has come and the seed must fall into the ground and die. I know you have made me strong enough to do this. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
To meet you here today, there's just so many things to say. I really need to set things right. I'm here to speak the word of God. We've been living in sin so long. We both know it's not right. This fornication can't go on. Let's just quit and say goodbye. Glad we're meeting here today. See, this relationship is wrong. I have been pregnant 3-4 times. Aborting baby is just too bad. I feel sick because I have sinned. My hands are covered in so much blood. Oh, I cannot do this anymore. Let's just quit and say for so long we've been together. I won't be seeing you anymore, oh, James. I can't help crying as I speak. I've been crying all week long. It's time for me to take my cross and follow Jesus every day. Yeah, 'cause I have found a greater love. The love of Jesus is so real. Deny that I loved you, James. I can't deny you made me happy. Oh yes, you did. You made me laugh, you made me cry, but I just loved it being with you. And though I feel drawn to you, I want to serve the Lord from now, James. It breaks my heart to say goodbye, my James. Let's just quit and say goodbye.
His name is chains. Let's just quit. Let's say goodbye. Oh, so bye-bye, James. Goodbye, James. For the last time, I'm saying goodbye. Let's just quit and say.
Time. that it will if he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders. Whoa. I know, my sister, that he will carry you. I know, my brother, that he will carry you. I know, my sister, that he will carry.
How many of you are having a great time? Church, it's time for the word of God. Amen. For God loved First Love so much that he sent us a teacher, a prophet, an apostle, an evangelist, and he gave us the greatest gift, a father. If you are excited, make your loudest noise. Let's welcome our father, our daddy, our hero, Bishop Dagobert Mills.
Hallelujah. The Lord has given.
Oh, I see the light the Lord has given for you
and me, so we can see.
Oh, I see the light the Lord has given.
Wait, let's all sing it. I see the light the Lord has given. All right, ready, go.
Oh, I see the light the Lord has given. Oh, I see the light.
Oh, I see the light the Lord has given for you and me, so we can see.
I see the light the Lord has given for you and me, so we can see. Do you understand? Is it a good song or a bad song? Okay, ready, go.
See the light, the Lord. The Lord is given. Oh, I see the light. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given for you and me, so we can see. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given. Oh, I see the light. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given for you and me, so we can see.
Oh,
oh, I see the light the Lord has given. Oh, I see the light. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given for you and me, so we can see. Oh,
all right. Father, thank you for today and the blessedness of this moment as we come for the few minutes before your wonderful word this morning. Touch every life, every heart, every person here. We thank you for your great power and the force of prophecy upon your children today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Wow. It is exciting to be here this morning. I'm excited to be here. And I bring you greetings from Mozambique. One day you go there. And it is amazing. The Lord was with us, as you could hear from Vivaldi's beautiful song. She was almost Portuguese by the time we were leaving. So many people were speaking to her in Portuguese, and she was not able to answer. And many of them did not believe that she could not speak Portuguese. But it was a blessing. And we are really glad that the Lord brought us back safely. Amen. Now, this morning, I am going to share with you on the road to greatness, or how to develop the seed of greatness in you. How to develop it. All right? It is biblical that you should be called great. And in Luke chapter 1, let's read verse 32. Luke chapter 1 and verse 32. What does it say? He shall be great. Amen. He shall be great. And shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Amen. Hebrews 2 and verse 11. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. So Jesus is not ashamed to call you a brother. Like when he's introducing you next time, so this is my brother. Can you believe it? Do you know why you can't believe it? Because of self-righteousness. Every self-righteous person has a list of things that he does or doesn't do. And you have given yourself the hard task of fulfilling that list. So in the book of Luke, I think chapter 18, where the man came to pray, and Jesus said the other one went away more justified than this one. The guy said, mostly things you don't do are in your list of self-righteous and blindness. Do you get it? It causes great blindness. He says, I am not. You see, the things you don't do, I am not as other men. I am not an extortioner, not unjust, not an adulterer. So everybody has his pet list of approved things that you don't do. And that is the basis of your righteousness to yourself. Yes. I don't do this. I don't do this. I don't do this. Those are some of the worst people to marry, to be with. Yeah. Your pet list of things. I don't do this. I don't do this. I don't do this. I don't do this. They are usually blind and self-righteous. So, as you go through life, you are going to find out that the list you've given yourself, you are not able to keep up to that list. So when a big blessing is coming, you just think of your list and say, I didn't do some of my list. Yes. So when you hear that, like, you are great or you'll be great, it's like, me, maybe them, but not me. Because you have your list. Paul described it. He said, for those of us who have said, touch not, taste not, handle not. Yes. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Yes. We have a list. And that list. Yeah, put a scripture there. Colossians 2. Yeah, 20. If you start from 20. Wherefore you be dead from Christ, the rudiments of the world. Why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not. Many things. We have our own rules. No, we can't go so deep in the morning here, but I just want to say, that's why when a big thing is coming, you think of yourself and you see that just now, you are falling out of the list that you yourself made. No, nobody made that list. Yes. So you are immediately excluding yourself from the great list. Self-righteous people. I thank God. I don't do this. I've not done this. I've not done that. Hey! I've not touched this. I've not tasted it. I've not seen this before. So anyway, forget about your list of what you have been done and what you've done and whatever, and believe the force of the prophetic word that is coming over your life. God says you are going to be great because that is the prediction over your life. In Jesus' name. I never, you know, I don't want to speak as if I'm whatever, but you rarely find me to give up on somebody. Yes. Over the years. You can't easily find somebody that I just gave up. My mistake rather would be the mistake of not giving up early. Or enough or quickly. True. So, today, we are continuing on the road. The road to greatness. And most of the things on this developing yourself into the greatness which has been predicted about you in so many different ways. Most of the things involve humility. Now, John Wesley said something before he died. He said, humble people have a lot in common. And when humble people meet, they have a lot in common. He says, the humble have some brotherhood. And it's true. If you are humble and you interact with somebody who has a similar humility, there is some comradeship between humble people. So I want you to be among the humble people. And I remember, you know, just before we went, one of the things about humility is being able to accept correction. Do you remember? Yes. Being able to accept correction. Blastings. Blasting from whom? Any child, any of you whom your father has been angry with you before or not been happy with you before, right? It's normal. When you find children who your parents have never beaten you before or never been annoyed with you before, angry or blasted you, usually you are, that's where we call the word spoiled. Like the child is spoiled. And that's why we say you are a spoiled brat. And the same thing goes in the church. If you've been in the church before, nobody's been angry with you before. Nobody's corrected you before. Nobody's pointing out things to you then. Maybe you are a wayside member. Well, we have four types of members. Wayside, stony, thorns, and then good members. You'll never be a stony member. Those at the back didn't even say amen. Or they can't hear. I don't think they can hear well. Maybe they cannot hear. That's why they didn't even bother to say amen on this section. All right. Now turn with me to Colossians 3 verse 1. And there you begin to see a new road and development of your greatness. Colossians chapter 3. And you're going to stay with me in Colossians Now notice, if you be risen, or in other words, if you have gotten up into greatness, you've come out of the dead and a life of death, this is what to do. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And number two, set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. Very simple. Verse 1. Seek things that are above. In other words, to seek is to spend energy, time, effort. Seek things that are above. Okay? Look for things that are heavenly. Seek them. This is a road to greatness. If you are really risen, no, to be dead is to be finished. So when you don't know Jesus, you are finished. But when you come to know Jesus, if truly you've come to know Jesus, seek things that are above. Now, the reason why a lot of people don't preach these things, kind of things anymore, is because they say that when you are so heavenly minded, you are not useful on earth. Because you are so heavenly minded, you can't pass your exams. So when we were in SU, it was like those who are SU presidents and serious in SU, they don't do well in school. Do you see? But this scripture is teaching you and I to set your affections and to seek spiritual things that are above. Amen. Are you with me? Yeah. It's the master key to prosperity. The master key to greatness is to not be seeking the things that people are seeking. And you will notice the Bible is a very spiritual book. Many people are preaching physical, human, financial gospels today and teaching how to get things physically on earth. Most of the time, people are preaching philosophies of men laced with scriptures that give mental pleasures. I'll say it again.
Keep teaching.
I'll take my time and say it again. Most of the time, you find in churches, many people are preaching philosophies of men. Like SMART goals, financial engineering. They have various emotional intelligence and goals, finances, many, many things. But many of these things are philosophies of men laced with scriptures or with droplets of scriptures. So when a verse is mentioned, then you feel that it's the Bible. That minister mental pleasures. Mental pleasures. When you read a scripture like this, it's almost as if you are not practically useful on earth. As if you are not practically useful on earth. So set your affection on things above. Seek the things which are above, where Christ is sitting on the right hand of God. It's like it's not realistic and practical for our real life today to be seeking things that are above in heaven. What is in heaven? This is the word of God. I am not here to tickle your fancies. Listen. I'll give you mental pleasures. I'll give you philosophies of men laced with scriptures. Now, God's word says, and Jesus also said this, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So you see this, and all other things. So Jesus is the one who gave us the end. The next thing, the next part two of that one is that all other things will be added to your life. I know the girls who are going to get married and those who are going to be blessed in marriage is those who are seeking the kingdom of God. Oh yeah. Not those who are beautifying them. You see, I can give you mental pleasures and say, okay, if you want a husband, number one, look good. Number two, smile always. Number three, get a good job. Number four, learn to speak. Eloquency. Number five, number six, dress well. Number seven, choose your colors well. If you are fat, you wear black. If you are slim, you wear white. You know, different things. But flax makes you slimmer and white makes you bigger and things like that. If your head is narrow, you do a bigger hairstyle. If your head is big, you do a cornrow. I don't know. I'm just saying. These are mental pleasures. I'm ministering mental pleasures to you. And I'm not here and listening with some scriptures. That men look on the outer. I'll put one scripture and say, men look on the outward appearance. I'm not here to tickle your fancies and give you mental pleasures. I'm here to tell you the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God, which the princes of this world do not know. If they knew, they would not have crucified the Son of God. I'm showing you how. This is rather how to get a good husband. Over the years, I have seen, you know, because I've been around, you know, I was a pastor when I was 25. You are celebrating my birthday, 50-something years old. But I was a pastor, 25, of pastor of people. Like, I had people under me also. So, that's 29 years ago. Yeah, I don't even thought about that. 29 years ago. So, I must have seen people come along, people getting married. So, even out of experience, is something I've seen over the years. Those who are wishy-washy, those who are like salted land. You know, you sow a seed, nothing comes out. You plant seed, you put water, it doesn't change anything. Stony hearts. Over the years, I have seen they don't amount to much. So what I want to tell you is the word of God. Seek things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Seek holiness. Seek glory. Seek the anointing. Seek the presence. Do you know how many times I've gone to pray for the anointing? Do you know how much I pray for anointing? I always pray for the anointing. My whole life praying for anointing. Because I found in the Bible, Jesus said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more will my Father not give you the Holy Ghost? So I find it a very good prayer to be praying all the time. Pray for the Holy Spirit, which is the anointing. A prayer topic, Jesus didn't give many prayer topics, maybe two or three. And this is one of the main topics, pray for the Holy Spirit. I am always praying for it. Every day, including today. Amen. Sit down. So, dear Christian friends, this is the key. It's if you are really risen, seek higher things. Now, this is to all those who want to do business and what have you. It applies to you as well. It applies to you as well. You are doing business. You are doing academics. You know, I don't know, but even in the secular world, it is what makes you rich. I don't know how. I'm not here to add to the lectures that Gimpa is giving. If you want mental pleasures and such things, go to Gimpa and Legon and UPSA. You have all those things that they study economics and whatever. And most of the people who teach those things are very poor. And they don't seem to be applying those principles. Yes. Yes, most of the teaching economics and what have you, they don't have anything. True or not true? Yeah. So, see, I don't know how it happened, but you see, it happened to me in school. When I was in MB2, second year medical school, I had an aim to do well. But after the exam, which I just barely passed by the skin of my teeth, I changed my aim. When somebody says by the skin of my teeth, it means barely. He just scraped through. I just scraped through. Yeah. I changed my aim genuinely and literally because I remember what happened to me in the exam. And I said, from now, I just need to serve God. As for the school, I just need to go through. That rather turned everything upside down. The next year, the man who has no aim to do well, I was the top in my class. Yeah, alone. I was the only person with a distinction. The whole class. Me who I scraped through. I was the only person. I was standing alone. So I said, when I look at the results, I said, well, Dag Heward Mills, distinction in pathology. Yes, no other distinction, no other credit, nothing, just distinction, only me standing there. Yeah. You can go and check the records. It's there, isn't it? You've seen it. The medical people are here, they know. Yeah. You get it? My aim changed. I set my affection on things above. But I was still doing the things on earth. So you still be doing the business, oh. You'll be doing it. But your affection is on things above. And you are seeking things above. Your life is seeking, but you are still doing the work. That is when even the prosperity, you can't even know where to keep it. I prophesy and predict prosperity that you cannot count. Sit down. I don't mean fake prosperity. Look, from today, any shiny car you see, any shiny house you see, first question that must come to your head, is it a loan? If there is a loan in it, it is not prosperity. It is not. Once there is a loan attached to that thing, it is not called prosperity. Once there is a loan, it's not prosperity. It is not. It is bondage. Look at the Ghana government. Hopelessly in debt. Cannot. I don't know how they can pay. It's one of the dangerous things to work or to have a contract with the government. You can't know how they can even pay the people they owe. So many people have worked for the government and they cannot pay. So artificial prosperity is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about real money. You know, even as a pastor, when I see people in debt, my heart goes out to them because I can see they are so. Initially, when you are in debt, you don't notice. The first initial part of your debt, you don't notice. But you see, what you don't realize is that after some time, you realize that no matter how much you pay, it's not finishing. Because you see, actually what it is you might as well get a new sheet to put over the contract you're about to sign and write on it capital bondage for 15 years, 20 years, whatever. And write, I will never be free for the next 20 years and sign. You might as well write that. Yes. Huh? That's why they are called bonds. It's a bond. Bond age. The art of being bonded for ages. Bonded for ages. Bond ages. Ages of bonds. So if you are in school, be in the school. Use every wisdom you have to pass your exams. Use everything you have. That's why when I met medical students, when I meet medicals, I give them even questions. I watch them. Sometimes I ask questions. I was talking to somebody. I said, did they ask you this? Drugs to treat hypertension, ACE inhibitors, calcium channel blockers, etc. They went through. Yes. Yes. I go through with them. Drugs used in treating tuberculosis. I go through. Questions for surgery, medicine, all the different things. Because those ones is part of our life. We have to get it out of the way. But our affection, our heart. You see, when I finished medical school, that's when they saw where my affection was. Because when I was free, I said, hey, you know something? I feel like a bird. And I'm flying away from all this. And I flew away into what my affection and my heart was into. 7 years of medical school could not take away what was in my heart. That's it. When something is in your heart, they will whip you left, right, center, but what is in your heart will come out in the end. Are you still around? So, if you are really risen, if you are rising to the greatness, this is the master key. Seek. Paul is giving the master key. Those things that are above. Verse 3. Beautiful. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, doth appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Now, when Christ comes, you see, the real glory is going to appear then. Real glory. Every one of us is going to be in a grave. It's just a matter of time. Unless Jesus comes. You'll be lying down like this. If they can even find your body. Depend on how you go. Gone. I hope not too soon. That is when the real life begins. So my life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ comes, that's where I'm going to start living. You know, it's like a lady who doesn't cook. And she says, when I marry, I'll start cooking. And a lot of people, it is when they marry that they start to cook and behave in a certain way. Yeah. It's true. There are a lot of people like that. And if they have some old tips, you know, and so on, then because you got to cook now, the guy is seriously expecting food. You've married him and he's expecting serious food by the end of the day. You can't say nothing. He should eat air. He should eat a salad. No. So your real life is going to begin when you die or when Jesus appears. That's when you'll be really a king. That's when you really have pleasure. I mean, everything on earth is just a little projection of what is going to be. Most people who build big houses to sit on the... One of the things, they never sit on the veranda like outside. They are really enjoying the house. I mean, you check and see whether you ever see retirement. And we are going to live happily ever together after. We are being in love happily ever after. Look, nobody knows what a relationship between a man and a woman would have been like if we hadn't fallen. Because we've not seen one before. That's why all marriages have so many issues in them. Including the ones which look very good. You may see it as looking glorious. But it's just when the moon is shining, that's the back is dark. Yeah. Now listen. Are you still around? What would it have been like if man hadn't fallen? Maybe a woman would not even have desired a man the way women desire boys. Some of you girls, the way you like boys. It's because you are fallen and cursed. It's the curse that is making you like a boy. Because it was part of a punishment. You will like a boy. Hey! I mean, have you ever seen a punishment which is a joy?
It's working through.
It's part of your punishment. Maybe if boys and girls hadn't fallen, Adam and Eve hadn't fallen, maybe life would be so different. Yeah. I don't know how you girls would have related with us. Like maybe you wouldn't have liked us much. at all, isn't it? So the real happiness is hidden in Christ, in God. And when Christ appears, that's when real happiness, relationship, marriage, I don't know what it's going to be like. Yeah. But on this earth, there's not so much to look for. So seek the kingdom of God first. Yes. Recently, I met one of our missionaries. He's been on the mission field for some years. And I look at him. And I saw him giving an offering. And I asked, how much offering are you giving? And I saw the offering he was giving in dollars. And I was thinking to myself that people even who are doing business are not able to give such offerings. Yeah. It's amazing. He set his affection on things above. He's not there for money. So those of you who want to be missionaries, want to go on the mission field, it's a very good thing. It's a blessing. Those of you who want to be full-time ministry, it's a good thing. Oh. Those of you who are serving God in various capacities, that is the main thing. Is it when you set your affection on things on this day, you just sing Solomon's song. You start saying, child, that thing is useless. It's all vanity. One lady was telling her fellow sister, she said, Charlie, the thing, it was children we wanted, oh, now I have my children. No, I mean, she said it. Charlie, so let's face the truth. It was children we wanted. It was children we wanted. And we have it. I'm talking about our church members. Not, I mean, Satan. I'm talking about our church members. Charlie, the thing, let's face the reality. It was children that we wanted. Yes, we have it. And we have it. Yes. I visited a lady. She lives in the country. Her husband lives in, I think, America. Sees him maybe once a year, whatever. She has the picture. She has the imagination of what is marriage. That's not what she's experiencing. Happiness, the joy, this. Look, our lives are hid in Christ. When Christ appears, look, that's when blowing time. Some of you will be glad to be my friend in heaven, I tell you. Better get your own reward. So, because if you don't have a certain type of reward, you'll not be in my area. How many want to be in my area? I am planning to be at the highest area, residential area in heaven. I'll have boats, I'll have cars, chariots, angels, servants, love, pleasures, pleasures forevermore. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. That is why some people feel that there will be sex in heaven. Yes, because the Bible says, at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Like, maybe not marriage, but sex. You never know. But Jesus said there will be no marriage, but he didn't say there will be no sex. Many of you have had sex without getting married, isn't it? So how can it not be that you may have sex in heaven without marriage? Wow, you haven't thought about that. You see, you are hypocrites. You know it. Hey! Tell somebody, ask for me when I get to heaven, that's when I'm really going to start blowing time. Verse 5. Quickly. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Now this verse addresses the young and the old. And it's talking about your members like something that is part of you. Colossians 3 verse 5. This is the road to greatness. Kill your members. Mortify means kill. Now, he didn't say your foreigners. He said your members. Something that is part of you. What are they? Fornication. Uncleanness, which is a vague description of bad things. And we have a lot of it now in different ways. Inordinate affection or inappropriate affection. You can't fall in love with a pastor who is married. It's not appropriate. Inordinate. Somebody who has a beloved. You also want that person. It's inordinate. Or falling in love with a fellow male. Male to male. It's inappropriate, inordinate, unacceptable. Female to female. Charlie, this girl is beautiful. And you are a girl. And you are noticing that she is beautiful. You are following her. Lay hands on your neighbor. I say, stop shouting. Oh, you are, you see? Stop pretending in my presence. Tell the best. Stop pretending in my presence. And then, evil concupiscence is another term for lustful things. And these ones are not foreigners, they are members. It's part of you. It's part of us. So all Christians who pretend. So Bishop, I don't know what you are talking about. Bishop, what exactly are you talking about? Can you explain further? You see now. You know what I'm talking about. And it is your member. It is part of you. How many will agree that fornication is a member? It's joined you. When you say somebody is a member, it means it's joined you. When you say somebody is a member of First Love, it means it's joined the church. And when you are a young person, you must believe it. And he says, mortify. Kill it. If you like, don't kill it. You see things you never thought. You'll be pregnant with somebody and your life will change. You'll get hepatitis, your life will change. You'll get HIV, your life will change. You get gonorrhea, your bladder will not work again. You'll get infertility, you'll get chlamydia, you'll get trachomatis, you'll get syphilis, you'll get heartbreak, you'll become abnormal, your relationship with boys and girls will be abnormal, you'll not relate normally anymore, you'll relate with a good person as if he's bad because of the bad people that you knew before, and you'll relate with a bad person as if he's a good person. You'll not have love to give when you should be loving, you'll be twisted, you'll be a depressed person, you'll develop psychological problems, you'll get so many problems in your life because you refuse to mortify something that is part. It's not, I said, oh, yeah, maybe Bishop is talking about his problem. Look, Colossians 3 verse 5, mortify your member. Whose members? I didn't write the Bible. If I was writing the Bible, I wouldn't write it like this. Your members. If you want to be great, even to be the U.S. president, and you have to have a wife and so on. Even Ghana politics, you have to, even if it's not real, they have somebody to show as their wife. How much more in the church? Tell the person next to you, you are going to be decently married. Decently married. In the name of Jesus Christ. decently married. Decently married. Every brother, and I'm writing to brothers now. Every brother, write down in your notes the art of mortification. The art of mortification. It's an art. It's not something that just happens. It's not something that would just, oh, I'm there. My members are mortified. Brothers, are you writing it down? And sisters, also write the art of sisterly mortification. Yeah. Look at the girl singing hi James. If you ask, she's saying bye bye to James, you can see that she still loves the guy. And then you even want to cry. It's like you feel sorry for the person. I can't deny that I love you, although I feel drawn to you. I mean, you are saying bye. Why do you say all such things at the same time? You are giving wrong signals to the guy. Although I feel drawn to you, I want to say bye-bye. Let's be serious. Tell somebody, let's be serious. You made me laugh, you made me cry. The guy will be taking him with so many ideas. I feel drawn to you, but I'm leaving you. And when I say bye-bye, I say, as if you want to cry, bye-bye, bye-bye. Mortification. And Charlie, when the Bible says youthful lusts, look, one pastor said he was always praying to be old. Yes. It's actually Yonggi Cho. He said he was always praying to be old when he was young. He was always praying, oh God, because he saw beautiful girls in the church. Hey! But brothers, you see, it is in your youth that God will really use you. So you have to mortify. And there is an art of mortification, which I will not preach in this microphone. Yes, the art of mortification. I will not preach it in this microphone. But as you stay around, you will learn the art of mortification. Receive strength to mortify all members. And sisters, there is an art of sisterly mortification. And God will give you the wisdom how to do it. Now, back to Colossians 3 verse 5. I'm showing you how to be great. Yeah. And covetousness, which is idolatry. You can never... This is more for the older people. Older people suffer more, and this is most of the Greater Love Club and all those of us who are older, suffer from covetousness, desiring more things. Money, things, power, which is idolatry. Idols. When you are young, you don't even desire. You desire maybe you are four in a room. Your desire, your aim is to be two in a room. It's like that's an aim. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like you don't have a big visions. You don't have any big visions. Your aim is to move from trotro to taxi. It's not a big vision. It's not idolatry. Or you want the inner room. Single bed. You want a single bed. Ceiling fan. Lord, bless me with the ceiling fan. Your visions are not very big. But older people, greed, money. And you see, instead of desiring more of God, they desire more money. You see, and that is what God is trying to tell us. Just set your affection on above. My affection is on above. No, I can't lie to you. I can't lie to you. You know, I would be pretending if I told you that. Almost every day I take decisions that takes me away from money. Something that will bring money. Yes, almost every day I take such decisions in my life. And I'm getting more prosperous by doing that. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why. Tell somebody, I don't know why. Take decisions to kill covetousness in you. You see people throwing around money, cars, what have you. Don't follow such things. Don't follow. So I want this car. I want a car. Why do you want that car? Just take your time. Don't be covetous. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thy neighbor's wife, thy something. It's a strong desire for something you don't have. That is what leads to many problems. You see, before you take a decision, there are desires in you. Those desires are what are guiding you. They are pushing you without you realizing what is pushing you. You don't even know. Most of your life decisions will be taken because there's an inner desire for something that maybe you don't have. And God is showing you today, take your time. Take your time. Greatness is your portion. Greatness is your portion. Even when David went for Bathsheba, God told him, look, I would have given her to you. I would have given you more than Bathsheba. But you fixed your eye. Those of you who are filled with, struggling with all these things, as you say, those of us, because we are all struggling, it is often because you fixed your eye on somebody. Fixed your eye on something. You're focusing on something. One day I heard a brother say, as for me, I like money. Immediately I was scared. I remember where I was sitting. So as for me, I really like money. I was worried for him. Immediately. It's not a good aim. Money. Set your affection on things. I want to do this for God. I want to do this. You know, I want to build a church for God. I want to build the house of God. I want to be involved in the work of God. I want to pay for this. When it was my birthday, a brother called and said, I want to do a project to celebrate Bishop's birthday. This amount, a project. This the aim, the person's aim is to do, that's his aim, not to get money, but I want to do a project of this magnitude. Start to have such visions. You know, if you are a giver, aim to give in levels. Ask yourself, what level have I been able to give up to? Have I been able to give this amount? Have I been able to give $1,000, 1,000 cedis, 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, 100? We've had people, when somebody just gave 100,000. You don't know. You are at a lower level. There are higher levels of everything. People give cars, houses, things. Judge yourself. Rather have aim of great things in God. These big visions in God. Amen. I can't lie to you. Sometimes when I sit by people who are doing business and they have all sorts of, we are going to do this, then we are selling this, we are exporting this. Sometimes it occurs to me. So, and then after that, what? After that, what? And then what? And then what? Hey, they are empty goals. I say, if your goal is, I'll do this, I want to build a church in my hometown, I want to build a church here, I want to build this, I want to do this, I want to pay for this. That is when even the floodgates open. See, because, look, I'll tell you something, you may not know, God doesn't look at your rap, so he looks at your heart. When he was going to choose David, someone made a mistake and chose, just as we all do, looking on the outside. God told him, look, God looketh on the heart directly. God looks straight at your heart. Straight. He's dealing with me according to my heart. He's not dealing with me according to what I say or what I preach. I can preach nice things. I can preach philosophies of men laced with scriptures. He's looking straight into my heart. And that's what he's judging you with. So when God tells you, set your affection on things above, he's trying to reorganize your heart, which is where God is going to be looking all the time. When he said, fix your thing on set your affection on things above, where Christ sitteth, he's trying to tell you to reorganize inside. Because that is where the binoculars from heaven, you see Jesus taking binoculars. Give me another microphone. Or even I can use this one. Yeah. You see Jesus standing from heaven with binoculars. All like this. And he's looking. You think he's looking at your breast. You made a mistake in thinking that. He's looking straight at your heart. And based on your heart, he's going to take all the decisions about you. Look at Samuel. You brought it up, 16. First Samuel. Yeah. But the Lord said to Samuel, look not on outside, how he's dressed. Don't look at how he's dressed. Don't look at his car. Or the height. Don't look at his height. Because I have refused him. I have refused him. 1 Samuel 16, 7 is a good verse to remember. I have refused him. For, and this is an eternal principle of God. The Lord looketh not as man seeth. He seeth not as man. For man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks straight at, even when you are bathing and God comes to the bathroom, he doesn't look at your body, your bottoms or your what have you. He's looking straight at your heart. Even in the bathroom, he's looking at your heart. You are thinking of the wrong things. Straight at your heart. Straight at your heart. That's why I'm preaching to your hearts. And that's why greatness starts from your heart. When God is dealing with Doug Hayward Mills, he's dealing with my heart. Not what I've done or what I haven't done. He's looking straight at my heart. And you too, he's looking at your heart. Straight at your heart like that. If you are a businessman, he's looking straight at your heart. If you are a student, he's looking straight at your heart. You are doing exams, he's looking straight at your heart. Everything you do is looking at your heart. And that's the place he's trying to reorganize. Go back to Colossians 3:1, look at it. You ask yourself, is this an impractical scripture? Colossians 3:1, put on screen, please. If you are risen with Christ, seek. So what you seek? What you seek? Seek things which are above, where Christ sits. At the right hand of God. And there's two. Set your affections. You see, heart, affections, what you seek. It's all internal. It's not even how you speak, how you look. You look nice, you give a nice speech. Philosophies of men, which are giving mental pleasures. Laced with scriptures. Tickling your fancies and your fantasies. Things that tickle your fantasies, like you imagine diamonds and silver when we speak. Success. No. He looks straight down. And based on what he sees, he takes a decision. Even doctors, you may look okay, but they look at the result. They look at the x-ray and they say, what we are seeing in your bone, we have to take a decision on that. Not on the outward. You may look good. A pastor friend of mine told me, I mean, he wrote in his book, he said, I got a test, a lab test. He said, I felt well. But the lab test told him he was going to die. Yes. But he felt good. He wrote in his book, he said, I felt good. But the test told me I was dead. So you may look good, but the test of your heart may not be good. That's why missionaries prosper. Rarely have I found a missionary who wants to come back home. Rarely. God blesses. If you are in the ministry genuinely from your heart, you are blessed. If you are a businessman and your heart is fixed on God, that's when you become rich. You will not be a real millionaire, not these fake businesses that are going on. Shame on your fake business. You can't give even 1,000 cedis and you claim to be a business for years and years. Can you see why God is operating on your heart? Yes. That's where greatness starts from, your heart. David was great because his heart was good. God chose him because of his heart. Everybody said, why did God choose him? God looked straight at his heart and said, I like you. I like you. I like you. I like you. Outside, you have so many problems. I like you. And he never changed his mind about liking him. Even after his problems, God really liked David. Up till today, Charlie, I mean, have you seen a man who kills his friend's wife and so on? I mean, Charlie. You see, those are outward things that happen, though. But the heart of David.
Hallelujah.
It was the same for God. David sang beautiful songs. You could see his heart. So, Lord, bless Jerusalem. I want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the desire of David. You could see his heart. The heart was expressed in the songs and the psalms. Nobody had that heart. That's why God blessed him. So today, Colossians 3, verse 1. Don't forget. It's not impractical. This is the most practical thing you can ever do. If you are risen, if you are going to be rising into greatness, then number one, seek in your heart. Everybody here. That's why Saturday, you must be at the outreach. Everybody, Saturday. Everybody, you don't come to church alone. Don't just sit there to warm seats and come. You are coming to receive mental pleasures and be told diamonds and silver are going to rain on you next week. No! Your heart must be with your God. Your God is everything to you. I can't preach any better message than that to you. To love God is the greatest command. And then, you are ready. How many do you know that few people really love God? Yeah. Few people love God. Somebody wrote to me a message. She said, my beloved only contacts me early in the morning or late at night. Wow. And she was saying that, why doesn't he contact me? Why doesn't he send me a message during the day? Why doesn't he send me a message in the afternoon? Why doesn't he send me a message in the morning? Then she remembered herself. She said, Mikra, God, I only speak to him early in the morning or late at night when I finish with all my business. And she realized that she was treating God the same way that her beloved was treating her. How many contact God early in the morning when you are moving and then last thing at night? Good morning, God. Good night, God. Hey! 2 times a day. Pray without ceasing. The Bible says in Philippians 4:6, in everything by prayer. Everything you do, pray. Do nothing. John Wesley said it. He said, I've come to learn that everything is done by prayer. In everything by prayer. Everything by prayer. Look at it. Everything by prayer. He said, nothing is achieved without prayer. And everything is done by prayer. Everything by prayer. You can underline those 3 words. Everything by prayer. Not only early morning by prayer. Everything. Be rapping God all day long. Be speaking to him. Jesus. Jesus. Like your secret language between. You know, beloveds have some secret words that day. How many have some secret words with some secret friends? You don't understand that. You see, you don't understand my message. No problem. It's up to you. The force of greatness is over you now. Amen. And that is why God is dealing with your heart. Put your hand on your heart. Receive the heart that can be great. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet, everybody. All right. Jesus, thanks a million for today, for all that you've given us. Put your hand on your heart. Father, I pray for every heart to be set, oriented towards you in Jesus' name. Any wayward heart is turned towards you now, Lord. Affections, hearts, towards God forevermore in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we are grateful for your word to our lives today. Thank you for making us rise higher and higher in you. We'll never be the same again. We'll never be the same again. We give you thanks. We give you praise in Jesus' name. As every head is bowed, every eye closed. If you are here tonight, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Maybe somebody invited you to church, but you want to give your life to Jesus. Raise your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up high. Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. My heart. I want to give my heart to Jesus Christ today. Then I want to see your hand up now. I see so many hands, but your hand is the hand that God is looking for. You are saying, yes, Lord, I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, walk to me very quickly to the front here. Come very quickly.
Come to me, Jesus. Give him your life today.
Say this prayer with me quickly. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I'm sorry for all my wicked ways. Today, say today, I give my heart to Jesus Christ. Oh God, have mercy on me. Wash away my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, bless these ones. Let them never fall away. Let them be established forever in you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to give you one of my books very quickly. All of you in front here. This is my personal gift to you. How you can become a strong Christian. Amen. Do you want to become a strong Christian? Or you want to be a weak Christian? For Satan to play football with you. From today, Satan cannot play football with you in Jesus' name. When he brings his leg, you catch it and you do him. How do you call it? Satan will fall on the ground when he attacks you in Jesus' name. Amen. When we close service, I want all of you standing here to come to this section. If you see this section, it's called Salvation Corner. Salvation Center. This side is Salvation Center. All of you who are holding the book, when we close, come there. I myself will come and pray for you. I'll have to pray for you finally before you go. All right? God bless you. Father, bless them mightily as they go back to their seats in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. And we want to receive communion. Very quickly.
Brothers, sisters, we are one. And our lives have just begun. In the spirit, we are young.
And we'll live forever.
Sons of God, there is only one God around the table of the Lord. Eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
It says, and when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house. Wow. Armed and trained. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them and pursued them unto Hobah. Wow. And he brought back all the goods Amen. And also brought again his brother Lot and his goods and the women. Victory is yours in Jesus' name. Amen. As you receive the communion today. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him. Verse 18. And the king of Salem, Melchizedek. Salem means peace. And Melchizedek means king of righteousness. So the king of righteousness and peace came to meet him. This is a very mysterious figure in the Bible, Melchizedek. People don't know who exactly he was. Some people feel that he was a pre-Christopathy, like Christ that came before. He was a priest of the Most High God. And when he came to meet Abraham, he brought him bread and wine. The bread and wine that we are about to receive. The priest brought bread and wine. Verse 19. And he blessed him. You see, as you receive the bread and the wine from the priest, blessings are going to come upon you. He blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Blessed be Abraham." So he brought him bread and wine. Verse 20. And he, "Blessed be the Most High God that has delivered thine enemies into thy hand." And Abraham gave him tithes. So as soon as we finish this bread and wine, we are going to give tithes. Yes. You see, this is the work of a priest. He was a priest of the Most High God. Ministered the bread and the wine to the people. The body, the blood of Jesus. And you pay tithes. We are in the presence of God and experiencing blessing. Now look at the king of Sodom. Two different kind of kings. And the king of Sodom said, "Give me the persons and take your good." Abraham said to the king of Sodom, No. "I've lifted up my hand up to the Lord, the Most High, the possessor of heaven. I will not take one thread from you. I don't like anything from you." You see, when Melchizedek brought him the bread and wine, he said, "I receive it." And he rather gave him tithes. But the king of Sodom, king of peace and sin, king of pornography and homosexuality. Sodom, and Salem. The king of Sodom and the king of Salem. "I will not take a thread, lest you say that you have made Abraham rich." So is it? It is God. If you look at verse 19, it is God who makes you rich. So this is an antecedent of the communion. It's something that happened, the picture of the Holy Communion. Give you bread and wine, bring your tithes. We are in the presence of God and receive blessing. Melchizedek gave him the bread and the wine and blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abraham. Blessed be Abraham. Blessed be Abraham." So as we receive this bread and wine, you know, I know I'm beginning to meet many people. I heard one pastor, he said he takes communion every day, every morning. He said he has come to believe so much in the power and the blessing. And that's what you do when you meet a priest, a real priest. Look at the Catholic Church. Crisis after crisis, they cannot close down. They have communion every mass. Not on special occasions, not once a month. If it's coming on this communion, stand that. And that's why you see that a church which is alive, not 20 years old, 2,000 years, is still strong. No matter what you say about them, it's the only church which comes on CNN. If their pastor speaks, it will be on CNN, on BBC. There's some life in the Catholic Church 2,000 years later. So, blessed be the God of Abraham. And he's still alive. We are still calling people Abraham. We are still reading about him 7,000 years later. So, as you take up this bread and wine tonight, today, expect the blessing, the kind of blessing that made Abraham a great person, is coming on you. Stand to your feet. Jesus, thank you for your body that was broken. As we receive the bread and the wine, thank you that you bless. No one can curse. We declare and command long life. Whatever cuts life short, shorter than it is supposed to be, is cursed and cut off today. Receive health. Receive strength. Receive good news in your life from the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, the body of Jesus Christ. And now the blood of Jesus, the wine, may your grievous mistakes be washed by this blood. May your irreversible mistakes be washed by this blood. May the impossible that you have prayed about come to pass because of the blood. May the bad news turn into good news because of the blood. May you stand where you never imagined you would stand because of the blood. May you be pure, holy, righteous, blameless in the presence of God by the blood of the Lamb. May this give you the true righteousness that you are unable to attain with your own strength. The blood of Jesus.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame.
Now get ready to receive your blessing. When Melchizedek gave the bread and wine, then he blessed Abraham.
Where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was.
Up and close your eyes. I want you to see Jesus Christ on the cross, bloody, beaten. Curse is he that hangs on a tree. All curses applying to you are on that cross now. All punishment directed at you are received on that cross on your behalf. Punishments for your mistakes are on that cross now. All pain that is determined for you is on the cross today. May that cross substitute for you today in Jesus' name. May you never experience the curse, the pain, the punishment, the problems, the difficulties that you have brought upon yourself by your own actions. May Jehovah lift you. May you have escapes from curses of family curses, mother's curses and father's curses, uncle's curses and sister's curses and brother's curses. Escape it now. I command your escape divinely in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be healed of every plague, chronic and old long-standing diseases are cured today in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the Father's blessing be upon you now. The Father's blessing. May you live long and prosper upon the earth. Your star begins to shine from today. Your star begins to shine from today. And your greatness comes forth, budding like a flower, budding like a beautiful fruit of the tree, budding and coming forth. Ah, Satola Mashapaya. Disappoint your enemies now in Jesus' name. Your life disappoints the enemy, for he shall not have any chance and opportunity against you from today because of the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name. Whatever represents a type of curse in your life, whatever represents a punishment in your life, I break it down by the cross and the blood and the power of the cross in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever represents something that follows you closely, never let you go, I cut it off from you today in Jesus' name. You cannot return home with that curse and that blood. Whatever makes you cry, whatever makes you weep, whatever makes you shed many tears, God gives you joy for those things today in the name of Jesus. Receive healing. Receive light in your dark place. Every darkness in your light is brightened by the light of God today. Every dark cloud overshadowing your activities and your life and your personal life, that cloud is removed by the light of God and the power of God today. Whatever dwarf spirit is following you, cow spirit, demons, fallen angels, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke them and I curse them. I command serpents, I command cows, spiritual dogs, and all type of animal spirit to flee from your life today in the name of Jesus. Whatever steals your money, whatever takes from your prosperity, whatever subtracts from you, I curse it today in Jesus' name. By the cross and the manifestation of the cross of Jesus, you are set free from pain, from difficulty, and from shame in the mighty name of Jesus. Your table, I see a table. I see a good table. It's covered with food. It's covered with abundance. Is covered with good things. And the table is in a good house. Receive your good house from the Lord. For the Lord has given his children many good houses by his power. You'll never be homeless anymore. Moving from house to house, from uncle to uncle to auntie to friend, your days of homelessness are over. I declare you are living in a house with a garden. Receive your garden. Receive your home. Receive your own bedroom. Receive your air condition. God has covered you. Now may the feathers of Jehovah cover his babies, his children, his lovers, his worshippers. You are covered from evil spirits and juju, witchcraft powers in the name of Jesus. A stronger has arrived in your life. I said a stronger has arisen in your life. Arise, O God, and shine in the lives of your children. Let light come where there was darkness. Let light, O God, contend with those that contend against us in Jesus' name. Now I lift up a glass wall, impenetrable glass wall. You can be seen, but you cannot be touched. You can be seen, but you cannot be touched. They shall see you prosper, but they cannot touch you. They shall see you being blessed, but they cannot curse you. For you are surrounded. You are surrounded by the angels of the Lord and the powers of the Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth. Whatever is paining you, I said, whatever is paining you, whatever pains you in this life, receive your healing from it now. Whatever you have lost, it has been put back in your hand. Times 100 in Jesus' name. Receive the prophecy of your fullness of your life in Jesus' mighty name. Your life is not governed by your good ways, but by the grace of God, by the power of God, by the mercy of God, by the help of God that He has extended over your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The prophecy you believe, the words you believe, shall be honored in your life. Practically, it will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Those without cars, receive your supply. Those without houses, receive your supply. Those without how to live tomorrow, how to survive tomorrow, receive your supply. Angels are dispatched from galaxies beyond and the stars, coming to supply all needs supernaturally. There shall be no lack in our midst, in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord manifest the cross, the power of Jesus, over wizards and witches, ill omens and bad wishes of people against you. Thoughts and ideas of enemies against you are crushed today by the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name. Any type of half human, half angel, half serpent, half cow spirit is cut off today in Jesus' name. All kinds of witchcraft against you, you are protected from them. You are delivered from them. Your hometown cannot touch you. Where you came from, no hand can reach you. You are covered by the feathers of Jehovah and by the blood of the Lamb. Receive the lifting of the Lord today in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Your little girls, Lord, your little girls, give them what they hope for. Give them what they dream for. Point your finger at them and bless them, I pray. In Jesus' name. Your little girls, your daughters, Lord, take away their pains because of the cross. Because of the cross, may they cry no more, but may they be filled with laughter. Exchange crying for laughter and joy. Thank you for the blessing. Lift your hand in victory. Lift your hand in thanksgiving. Give thanks. Every good thing is multiplying in your hand. As the loaves and the fishes multiplied when thanksgiving was given, so also good things are multiplied in your life today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.